Now, while I've got you, I saw you on the news last night on TV talking about the backpacker, well, the proposed backpacker tax, and you're not real happy about this.
Look, no, I'm not. A backpacker tax is already impacting on farming families and business operations, small, medium or large, in Tasmania and indeed across Australia. As I speak to producers, they are receiving less registrations for people coming to Tasmania to pick their fruit. That's very concerning because the backpacker tax is actually not officially in yet, but just the thought of it, or the fact that it's going to come in, as people perceive, there are less backpackers coming to Australia, that's the anecdotal evidence, and they're moving to New Zealand, which of course does not have the tax. And so this is, in my view, very detrimental to our farming families. We need that extra labour. Of course, these businesses run throughout the year, but they have peak seasonal demand, and that's when the fruit needs picking. And without that labour, that fruit will simply rot on the trees. And so we do need to encourage as many people as we can to come to our rural communities to work for that short period of time, along with the locals, of course, which are, I understand it, with most, if not all, businesses, are the preferred choice of labour. But there's not enough local labour, and so we need the backpackers to support the picking of the fruit, and it's absolutely vital. And so as a state government, we're rallying against this change from the federal government. We don't want the tax. We must be competitive with countries such as New Zealand so we can sustain our rural communities.
So to my understanding, the tax-free threshold is $18,000.
That's correct.
And they want that lifted, and then they want the backpackers to pay a tax at the minimum rate. Is that right?
Yes, which is about 32.5%, which is not competitive at all with countries such as New Zealand, which is nowhere near that. In fact, it probably averages out around less than 19%, which is where I understand Fruit Growers Tasmania and the National Farmers Federation thinks it should be at. Mm. What I want to see is that a far more competitive rate. Whatever the rate they fall on, it has to be competitive with countries such as New Zealand, so we get that supply of labour down the eastern seaboard of Australia and, of course, into Tasmania as well, which is absolutely vital. And, you know, I've visited cherry operations, and cherries is an example of a product that we grow here, quality branded product, beautiful, safe product, from our clean natural state, and the exports in cherries have doubled in the last couple of years. And so, you know, we've got to maintain the jobs in our rural and regional areas, and without this source of labour, this will impact on other people's permanent jobs throughout the year on these operations.
So you've written to the federal government about this, or phoned someone?
Yes,
or?
I've written to a number of my colleagues, spoken to a number of my colleagues all year about this, right away about the 12th of August to all the senators in Tasmania, a number of federal ministers, and just last week, right again, in a form of a submission to the backpackers tax review, urging the federal government to change course here. In fact, we initially made contact to ensure that we were on the radar here in Tasmania. Originally, we were going to be left off the map in terms of consultations, and thanks to our intervention, those consultations took place in Hobart yesterday, which I understand there was a lot of producers at, and a number of producers from the northwest coast attended.
You would think you'd have the support of Barnaby Joyce. I mean, he's a National Party guy, and he's a farmer himself, so you think he'd completely understand where you're coming from?
Well, Barnaby's been very good for Tasmania. He's been very supportive of the freight subsidy that the Abbott government introduced. He's been very supportive of investment in irrigation schemes, and he's been an excellent federal minister for agriculture, and have a very good relationship with him. And I would hope that, yes, common sense prevails at the end of the day, Darren.
Right. Thanks for taking our call, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
Okay, I'll let you get back to those phones and emails and meetings and all that now.
Thank you, Darren.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.